This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I think I've mentioned a couple of times this year that we've got a road show we're doing across the country, kind of a live version of Marketplace. It's built around a theme, a through line, if you will, how we learn to stop worrying and love the numbers. We took it up to the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado a couple of weeks ago, where we had Bo Willimon on. He's the guy behind House of Cards, one of the breakout hits for Netflix the past couple of years. We're going to play that interview today as part of our series this week, talking to people at the top of their fields about how they do what they do. And we jumped right into the theme of the day. You are maybe the ultimate how I learned to stop worrying and love the numbers, because on that issue of ratings, Netflix, which knows granularly what its customers do, does not share that information with you, the guy who put it on the map in content.
I know virtually nothing.
Does that not make you...
So we're done, right?
Yeah, no. Thanks for coming.
Doesn't
that make you crazy?
No, I love it. The problem with creativity and where it brushes up against numbers, particularly as it has to do with, you know, the commodification of, you know, an artistic endeavor, is that those numbers can lead to either forced choices that have nothing to do with the creative process, or to, you know, conversely, coming from the creative side, a form of pandering, because you become obsessed with those numbers and try to cater to them. So I don't have to deal with any of that.
The criticism goes, you know, if you as the showrunner would see that viewers respond significantly to one plot point, you would just repeat that endlessly so that they would keep coming back to that and watching that show, right?
Yeah, or I could say I'm just going to mess with that almost out of spite in a way. If people are asking for this one character more and more and more, I don't want to feel like I'm pandering, so therefore I might intentionally do the opposite, unless I'm getting corporate pressure or whatever. All that really matters is, from my perspective, is that clearly whatever numbers exist that Netflix knows on a granular level are enough to make them happy. And if they're happy, that means that they have a business model that's working for them. That's all I need to know.
Did you know going in that Ted Sarandos, the head of content at Netflix, was not going to share that data with you?
No, we weren't entirely sure. I mean, when we sat down with Ted and Cindy Holland for the first time, they said, we're going to give you 2 seasons guaranteed, which was pretty groundbreaking at the time.
Right.
It still is. And they said, we're going to give you creative freedom. We believe in the team and what you guys want to make. Go and do your thing. We knew what sort of access they had to this incredible reservoir of data.
Right.
I mean, we sat down with their sort of chief mastermind, who told us like how much that, you know, they can find out just from your viewing habits. But they were pretty emphatic from the get-go that they weren't going to heap this stuff on top of us. We didn't know how much we'd get. And I do get a certain amount of data, but I to this day, I can't tell you how many Americans have watched House of Cards.
Lots. Show of hands?
You know,
come on. Anybody? Yeah, there you go.
You know, a lot of it's anecdotal.
Yeah.
For me.
You alluded to it. There's another number that is really significant. You have said about this program, the guaranteed 2-season deal you got. Why did that matter to you so much as the creative guy?
See, for me, that matters a lot more than releasing all the episodes on one day, which is really just responding to a trend that was already under the way when you started to have subscription services like HBO, where numbers like ratings cease to become as important for a whole host of reasons. But for me, knowing that I had 26 hours meant that I had a broad canvas that I could paint on. I knew that there were things I could lay in early on in season one that might not fully come back to the end of season two. So you can really delve deeper into characters. You don't feel rushed. You don't have to force big cliffhangers or jump the shark in order to try to make something dramatic happen unorganically, the way that some shows feel the pressure to because they're in a ratings game week to week fighting for their life.
Did you go in and say, listen, we want a 1-season deal and we're not going to shoot a pilot? Or
we said that to everyone. Initially we sat down with the AMC, Showtime, and HBO. We were very strategic sort of when we leaked this project to the press and gave them the material. And we said, we don't want to audition. I mean, it's kind of a hubristic thing to say. Netflix came in and we said, we want a full season order. And they said, oh yeah, no problem. 2 seasons.
Wow.
You know? So now what you're seeing a lot of is places like HBO or other networks are doing full season orders now.
And Netflix is doing them again. I mean, Orange is the New Black and all that stuff. You are, as the showrunner, the guy who sits between the executives who have all that data and the rest of the creative staff. How do you filter what they need to know about how they are doing? I mean, they get the adulation in the press, and I'm sure Kevin and Robin read all this stuff, but how do you sort of
calibrate that?
No one sits, I'm on set every day from the first day to 100, day 155 or whatever it is. Never, I can honestly say, if any of us sat around saying, gosh, we really knew what these numbers were. You know, we believe.
Which is so funny, because broadcast television, you can't turn around without somebody saying, oh, well, your cum last night or your, you know, the overnights and all this stuff.
You know, it's like you can't get addicted to heroin if it's not available to you. You know, it's like
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
I mean,
do you worry about getting addicted to the numbers? If you knew, would you?
I have friends that are constantly contending with these numbers who work on broad, you know, traditional broadcast networks, and I think that they wish they didn't have to deal with those numbers more often than not. All we really care about, I mean, it's like a little bubble, is the work that we're trying to do that day, trying to tell the best story we can. We're constantly contending with our own sense of self-doubt and self-loathing, which is far worse than dealing with any, you know, data set. And ultimately, as long as someone is willing to keep paying for us to do the thing that we love and hate ourselves for doing, then, you know, we're good to go.
You're shooting season 3 now, right?
That's right. We're about a month into filming season 3.
And when do we get it?
I wish I could tell you.
Oh, man. Come on.
That is a piece of data I do know, but I can't share yet.
Bo Willimon, thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.